The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
My family has an Airbnb really close to the University of Havana.
Carla León is a Cuban business owner. Through Airbnb, she rents her family's three-bedroom house in Havana, in the Plaza neighborhood. But her thriving enterprise is suddenly losing money. That's because almost all of León's customers are Americans. And at the moment, those Yankee visitors are shying away from Cuba.
We have reservations from September to December, and they have been canceled, most of them.
That's partly because of Hurricane Irma, which ravaged northern Cuba last month. But it's also the growing diplomatic crisis between the U.S. and Cuba over mysterious sonic attacks on more than 20 U.S. and Canadian diplomats in Havana. Those incidents started last year. The victims have suffered health problems like serious hearing loss and brain injury. The U.S. is now warning Americans against traveling to Cuba. But speaking from Havana, León thinks the U.S. is jumping the gun before determining who or what was really responsible for the alleged attacks.
We don't have evidence. We don't have, like, facts about this. People are confused.
And she says it's hurting Cuban entrepreneurs who often depend on U.S. visitors and who thought Washington wanted to promote capitalist growth in communist Cuba.
My biggest fear is my family business, because this is affecting Cuban livelihoods.
Many, if not most, Cubans on the island feel like León. They're sorry for what happened to the diplomats, and they realize Cuba's ubiquitous surveillance system might be responsible. But without conclusive evidence, they believe the Trump administration is acting rashly. It's also expelled Cuban diplomats from Washington and suspended U.S. visas for Cubans.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs strongly protests and condemns this unfounded and unacceptable decision.
Last week, Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, denied any Cuban involvement and slammed the U.S. measures.
The ministry emphasizes that the U.S. government decision has an eminently political character.
Most Cubans on the island are suspicious, and I think they're demanding answers from the United States in terms of some transparency about the investigation.
Colin Laverty heads Cuba Educational Travel, based in Miami and Washington. It books people-to-people visits to Cuba for Americans. Speaking from Havana, Laverty said many Cubans see the hand of hardline anti-communist leaders in the U.S., like Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who opposes diplomatic relations with Cuba's anti-democratic regime.
A lot of civilians in Cuba feel that, regardless of who's behind this, there's folks in the U.S. Congress that are taking advantage of this situation to push forward their political agenda.
Cuba expert William Leogrand thinks so too. He says that agenda is to stop the normalization of U.S.-Cuba relations that began 3 years ago, and he fears the still unsolved attacks have given the anti-normalization campaign an opening.
I think these incidents have become an excuse for taking punitive actions against Cuba, a kind of lever for conservatives to refight the battle that they lost.
Leogrand teaches at American University in Washington and is co-author of a book about normalization, Back Channel to Cuba.
The result is a relationship which was moving in a positive direction has now been knocked off the rails. It would not serve the interests of either country.
It would also serve the interest of Cuba's communist hardliners. They're just as opposed to normalized relations with the U.S. But whatever and whoever was involved in the assaults on diplomats in Havana, many in the U.S. feel Cuban President Raul Castro's government bears at least some responsibility. Andy Gomez heads the University of Miami's Institute for Cuban and Cuban American Studies.
Their intelligence apparatus is one of the best in the world. Something like this could not have happened without Raul Castro and his inner circle knowing about it.
The question is how far both the U.S. and Cuba will let this hot dispute restart the Cold War they thought they'd ended. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.